What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
The Culture with Seven Mitchell, Battle Rap Debate Podcast on T7M Radio.
Yo, what up? Salute. Happy Easter, T7M Radio, man. This is The Culture. I am your host, as always, the Kid Seven Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in this Sunday afternoon. We had to bring the Smack Volume 2 experience live to your ears. You already know how we give it up. Recap time, man. We got so much to talk about. This weekend, thanks to the URL, has been fucking bananas, man. Shout out to Smack and the whole staff over there. The URL they put on again. This time in Florida, Smack Volume 2. We got to talk about this and so much more. But y'all know what it is, man. 914-205-5510. Callers, y'all call up. Give us y'all thoughts on what's going down and y'all opinions on the recap and review of Smack Volume 2. Let's get into this Head Ice Joints. Try to do it all before all prison. Here on The Culture, T7M Radio. Before we get started, man, salute. Once again, happy Easter to everybody. Let's get it.
Get your weight up, not your hate up. That's why we move weight, because you hate us. Daylight, what up? Watts. Cali to NY, nigga. Register to vote and burn the blunts in Phillies. I ain't never have a job but worth a quarter milli. That was 8 years ago, you do the math now. Gross 3.8 in my last town. Choices was a bar but not a drink up in it. Just clips after clips, what you think we bitchin'? 300 flat for an 8 ball. I was curving on the price cause it's straight raw. Barricade the door, put some wood behind it. Never open up the serve, hit him from the bottom. Coke so crystal, got the place shining. I even took a picture with my face by it. Diamond after diamonds for my next bitch. Just for making things rough for my ex bitch. Water all the land, I could fuck with that. Only 87 thou for the hovercraft.
Money in the clothes, honey's in the show. When it comes to gold, what's the limit? Another long trip on the road. Ways away from home, trying to do it all without prison. Money in the clothes, honey's in the show. When it comes to gold, what's the limit? Another long trip on the road. Ways away from home, trying to do it all without prison.
What up, it's your girl Najee. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
Yo, T7M Radio, this is The Culture. I am your host, as always, Seven Mitchell. Happy Easter to everybody. We live and we so lit, man. The Smack Volume 2 experience is wrapping up. And you know what the fuck we came to do and how we give it up here on The Culture, man. Salute to the streets, man. 914-205-5510 is the number to call up because it's going down today, man. Again, happy Easter. Joining me as always, I got my co-host, T7M Radio's journalist out in California. We got brother Jeff with us, of course. Brother, what's popping?
Brother Seven, happy Easter. Happy Easter to everybody. I'm feeling real behind the eight ball because I have no idea what went on. So you know I'm going to be all ears, brother.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy the day, man. We got a full plate when it comes to Smack because the URL showed off this weekend, man. I'm not even going to hold you. Salute to you, brother Jeff. Happy Easter. I actually got a present for you. And a couple other people that come on the show today. I went out and bought and spent some money on you guys for Easter. So I definitely got some surprises for you guys today.
Okay. Yeah, must be a $5 fine. I'm ready.
Yeah, I had to spend some money. You know, if you remember on Easter how you could get the they used to sell like the little plastic Easter eggs, and you could put like jelly beans in them and things like that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I got each and every one of you guys one of those, but if you open it up, there's a drug test inside of each one of them. So I'm going to be passing them out to y'all. I'm telling y'all, I looked out for y'all. I knew I had to do something special for y'all this holiday, man, because y'all been real disrespectful on the show.
Well, at least you're thinking of us, brother. At least you're thinking of us. Even with the form of a drug test, it is all good, brother, because you know that this is what we do, and we don't always agree, and this is what makes the show.
You already know, man. Social media, guys, man, make sure y'all, number one, subscribe to our YouTube channel so y'all can stay in the loop to all the podcasts, T7M Radio. You can also catch us on SoundCloud, VT7M Radio. We also got the Facebook debate group popping 24/7, 365, man. Y'all got to join us, man. We be lit. T7M Radio on Facebook. And definitely follow us on Twitter at VT7M Radio, at 7 Mitchell, Brother_Jeff, man, Grail So Bell. Just follow us, man. We definitely appreciate all the support over the years, and we are just locked in for a whole new season. And like I said, man, Smack Volume 2, the experience. This weekend, Brother Jeff, was bananas. I mean, the lines are lit. We got so much to talk about, man, but I'm pretty impressed with the URL. As far as the report card, I got to pull out the report card, and we're going to reach out to the streets and get a grade when it comes to Smack Volume 2. But I'm going to give Smack the URL. I'm going to give them an A- on this weekend.
Okay. Dare I ask, why not the A+?
Because for the most part, a lot of the things are out of their control, and we're going to get into that. But when there's more than one, when there's a handful of things that happen, somebody's got to be held responsible because it's their situation. So, you know, somebody's got to be held accountable for certain things, even though certain things were kind of out of their control. It was just too many of those things. So that's why they didn't get an A+. I'm not sure if any classics happened yesterday. You know, I don't fault the league for that because they are not the artists. It was some dope battles, but just the experience from the face-offs to, you know, just the actual battles, man, it was lit.
Okay. Shamefully enough, I only caught a couple of the face-offs, and I guess we can talk about those as the show goes on. But, you know, overall, it looked nice to me. It looked nice to me.
Yeah, the face-off is going to be lit, man. We're going to bring the streets on in a minute, man. T7M Radio, this is the culture. We're going to give a report card. We're going to reach out to the fellas, and then we're going to get some recap and review time going on, man. Let's lock into this Cortez real quick. Here on this culture, T7M Radio. Don't go nowhere.
Tell me. Tell me. In my money, green, red, and blue. What about you? Yo. From my city to out to New York. Big city to dreams, but I'm sleepwalking. I need what I say. But you gon' know my name. And I ain't in it for the change. I like big bills and that type of sense.
Pianos play on the key of life. As I dabble in these streets with a key of white, 2020 tunnel vision, I can see the light. Hoping that my God-given talent help me lead a life. Shit's real, I don't even write. This is more like a letter, you can read the kite. For every inmate locked down and can't breathe at night, I'm blessed, front row, Barclays, I can see the fight. I'm running wild though, I had to stop. TNT gun boys at a traffic stop. Thank God, stash box where I had the Glock. Still afraid of heights, but somehow now I'm at the top. You see, I spit in for the culture. Surrounded by the fakes in the industry with vultures. Feds inch closer, find China. Sipping $1,000 champagne glass with the coasters. That's fine wood if you didn't know. But you can catch me out of town when I hit the road. And see my face on every flyer at a different show. Real talk. One day you'll get it though.
What about you, yo? From my city to out of New York. Big city to dreams, but I'm sleepwalking.
What up, it's your girl Naji. Everybody hates K, but everything's golden. And you're listening to T7M Radio.
T7M Radio, man. This is the culture with Seven Mitchell, brother Jeff. We got Grail also with us, locked in, man. We was talking Smack Volume 2, man. We getting into our report card bag. I was telling brother Jeff I was giving the streets an A-minus as far as my grade goes for the weekend for URL. They had an issue with Real Nigga Time with the face-offs, brother Jeff, Friday night. They started a little bit late. We should be a little bit used to that when it come to URL.
Yeah.
Then we had the issue.
Real Nigga Time.
Yeah, Real Nigga Time. And then the pay-per-view stream went down. It's just a collection of things. That's why I said it was kind of out of their control, but it was just too many things for me. At a raised pay-per-view price, you know. So, but I gave it an A-minus,
right,
man. I thought the face-offs was dope. The battles was dope. We're going to get into some recaps for each battle, but I want to do it differently. I'm about to bring the fellas on, but I want to do it differently. We're going to take some calls. I want to kind of compare the face-offs to the actual battles. I want to reach out to the streets and see if y'all felt like if niggas had that same energy from Friday to Saturday.
Right.
You good, Grail?
Yeah, 100%.
You sound like you're coming out of a dungeon or something. You all right?
Yeah, they took the shackles off and all. I had to get loose, bro.
Yeah, man. Happy Easter. I was telling brother Jeff, man, I got everybody,
Happy
you know,
Easter.
Those plastic Easter eggs that you put the
you
jelly beans in
them?
It? I put a drug test in yours. I got you. You already know.
You
knew it was coming.
Make sure it's one of yours, too.
Oh, I don't need one. I don't do drugs. Get out of here. So give me your grade, man, with just the overall experience of Smack Volume 2, man. Give me a report card grade, Graham.
I'm with even an A minus, so I'm with a B plus.
Okay, all right. Now, brother Jeff, you said you didn't really get caught into too much, but from what you got to see and just the vibe from the streets, what would you say your early report card grade would be as of now?
Well, I know you said that the stream had went down once upon a time, but when I was watching a couple of the face offs, it was pretty clear. It was pretty clear. Nice HD. Mics was up. Volumes was up. Everything was clear. But, you know, as I said before, that's when I was checking out the face off, particularly Hollow and Arsenal. That was a trip.
Let's take some calls, man. We got Brooklyn in the building. Flash was popping.
What's good, bros? Happy Easter. It's time to be disrespectful.
Happy Easter. You hear
Flash
this guy?
Dog, what up, boy?
He comes on here talking about time to be disrespectful. This is why
Easter,
I bought these
Easter
gifts.
Easter. I love the Easter gifts. Yeah, make sure you give me 2 drug tests because I'm going to be talking some stuff today.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. Now, mind you, this is also April Fool's, so I don't know how serious I'm going to be able to take you guys today. Let's be clear.
Yeah, I might be trolling, too.
Max, man. Also, we got Queens in the building. What's poppin', Shooter?
3-minute rounds, they ain't booked me for a long time.
Mm.
Okay, Shooter.
Talk your shit, Shooter.
Oh, man, we can't forget the Devil's Advocate, man. Of course, out in Carolina, look like we got the big homie J.O. in the building. J.O. was popping.
Yeah, I'm definitely an advocate today.
All right, well, we're going to get right into it, man. We're not even going to hold the people up, man. T7M Radio, man. And again, this is the culture. We're talking Smack Volume 2, report card time. We're giving out a grade on the overall experience. Give me your report card grade, J.O., overall experience of Smack Volume 2.
Well, I'm hearing y'all giving out A-minus, but the real grade is C-minus. We being A-minus? What?
Yeah, it sounds like we're being disrespectful over there. What are we talking
First
about, C-minus?
It's only maybe one battle that had replay value. The rest was forgettable. I mean, I may only watch one or two battles when the edited version comes out.
Well, let's be specific. Let's be specific, J.O.
Let me get off my Jay Black shit. Let me get specific.
Wow, you're so fucking disrespectful.
I love how that was going.
The main event was a flop. O'Reilly Cortez was forgettable. T-Top and Big K was terrible from both sides. I didn't even see YK and Mike P, but I'm pretty sure I didn't miss anything. And Verb and Twerk was a great battle. So, you know, really got the Verb, if Twerk, third round and Verb, you know, rounds, they saved the entire event.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait till we recap these battles, man. Let me reach out to Queens. Shudo, give me your grade, man, on the overall weekend for Smack Volume 2. What would you give it? Report for
overall, I'll give it a B.
Yeah.
Because
a B?
Yeah.
Grail.
That
Grail, you gonna pass that blunt?
I would have. Yeah, yo, yeah, my nigga. I'm being over here being selfish and stingy and shit, man.
What was your grade, Queens?
I gave it a B because overall the pre-show, the battles, but they ain't live up to hype, and the show after it, anything was alright. I give them a B. They ain't getting no A though. Some of them battles was horrible.
Wow, Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, I gave a B minus. Like some of the battles was good. I like a few of the battles. I like the pre-show. I like the face off. I like the after show. I feel like the league did their job, but some of the battlers did their job.
This is interesting, man. I'm hearing a lot of different grades. It seems like you guys are not impressed. So let me ask you this, Brooklyn. Was Smack Volume 2 better than Smack Volume 1 in your opinion?
No, Smack Volume 1 was better.
Wow. You agree with that, Grail?
I'll be 100 with you, bro. I don't think nothing last night was better than New Jersey Twerk against JC.
Grail, I'm not even going with you. Wow.
Verb and Twerk was better than JC and Twerk. Don't play like that. We gonna drug test him and put him on a T7M band.
Yeah, but Twerk came with two rounds. Like he choked the first round.
Let's get right into it, man. I don't want to do it like this. Let's get right into the recap, man. Because it sounds like we getting excited. We got to talk about these battles. Let's get right into it. So let's start off, of course, with Verb versus Twerk Queens. Was the energy the same from the time that you caught the face off into the battle? Was you happy with the same energy?
Yeah, it was the same energy. And Verb pulled a veteran move. When you go against a third like that, you better not rap. Don't rap. Don't say nothing. Ain't nobody topping that shit. Just say a couple things and walk out the way.
So wait a minute. You thought Verb's third round was better than Twerk's third round?
No, I said Verb pulled a veteran move. I said Verb pulled a veteran move. When you go against a round like that, don't rap. You good. Verb couldn't do nothing with that round.
I agree.
I thought for a minute you was giving him the third round.
Oh, hell no. He got that ass smoked in that third round.
So who did you give the battle to, Queens?
I gave it to Verb 2-1 Debatable.
And you predicted it to be a dogfight. Did you get your money's worth for which you know for how you predicted it?
Sure did. Because that third round and Verb people were sleeping on Verb's second round. That angle with him being a purse snatcher and his they were sleeping on them bars, man.
Verb was on his shit, man. Shout out to A Verb. Grail, from the face off to the actual battle, man, give me your opinion on Verb and Twerk, man. Was you impressed? Was you not impressed? Like, just give me your feel of everything that happened from the face off and even the battle.
Face Off was fire. I ain't even gonna hold you. When we did predictions on the show, I said that Verb and Twerk was gonna be Battle of the Night, and I really felt like it was. Honestly, I got Verb 2-1 though. I think Verb took the first. Clearly, I think the second round is debatable, and Twerk clearly smoked Verb in the third. Before he took the hoodie off, looking like Danny Myers.
What about you, Brooklyn? How did you feel about Twerk and Verb from the Face Off to the actual battle, Smack Volume 2, that went down yesterday?
I thought the Face Off was good. I like that Twerk was calm, cool, and collected. And I like that Verb was talking his shit. And Twerk came with his shit, but I was wish he didn't choke. It would have been a better battle if he didn't choke. But I gave him Verb 2-1, round one and round two. The round two was very debatable. Round three, you all know what happened. Like I think after this battle, Twerk graduated. He's a contender.
You think what, Brooklyn? Say that again.
I feel like Twerk is a contender. Like he showed, like, him taking off the hoodie, because that was kind of holding him back. I feel like he showed that, like, he's not insecure about himself. Like, he don't care what y'all say about him. That was a big moment. The hoodie.
Wow.
That was a big moment. It's like,
you know what?
He was insecure with his hairline. Like, you can't be insecure and be a battle rapper. Like,
I'm sorry. I ain't gonna lie. When he took off that hoodie, I said, "How the fuck did Danny Myers get a rematch with Verb?" But go ahead, my bad.
Brother Jeff, is this a face-off matchup that you got to see?
Say that one more time, brother.
Is this one of the face-offs that you did get to see?
I only saw Hollow and Arsenal and John and Rum Nitty. Those were the only two I saw.
Okay. You're going to enjoy this one as well. You got to check it out up on a URL channel. But as far as I go, in my opinion, man, I thought that A-Verb and Twerk definitely stood up to expectations, man. I was impressed with both.
Facts.
That third round from Twerk was ridiculous, man. The
facts.
The Face Off was funny, man. Twerk was doing a lot of chewing gum on the microphone, and I said that Angela Yee would never allow that. Remember, she just got on Tekashi 6ix9ine on the Breakfast Club about chewing gum on the microphone.
Yeah, so, I forgot to add that Twerk dirtied that gum at the Face Off.
And Verb, he was talking that shit, man. He did Rome dirty at the Face Off, man. Wow.
Facts. Rome got killed a lot at the Face Off. He got killed a lot.
No, at the Face Off, did y'all see what he said to him after the battle? And he was on the couch?
I didn't get to see that part.
I keep hearing about it.
He was D-riding.
Yo, he told Rome, "I'll smack you on cam. Shut up." And Rome shut up for the whole interview.
Let's go back to Carolina, man. We got the Devil's Advocate. J.O., what was your thoughts on Twerk and Verb, man, from the face-off up into the actual battle, man? Was you impressed with the whole experience?
Devil's Advocate.
J.O.
Yo.
Give me your thoughts on Twerk and Verb, the face-off and the battle.
You talking about the face-off?
And the battle. Like, was you impressed with the did you feel like they had the same energy?
The face-off was straight. The battle was I picked Verb to win. Initially, I had Twerk. I think I posted in the group Twerk with 2-1 body bag, but like always, I got to go back to the game tape again. And it's actually it might be a toss-up, and I like the way Verb was attacking Twerk, but I like the Twerk energy more. So I'm kind of torn who I have the winner.
Verb still got it, man. I will say that. Verb still got it. We were talking about if he should retire. Verb, to me, still got it. If the cause is right, he still get it popping.
Wait, but we need to have a moment of silence. Did y'all catch Verb interviewing? He said what battle is already booked.
Nah, talk
DNA.
Him and DNA. Oh man,
Oh, it's booked.
That could be a fire battle.
It's booked already. Verb crazy.
Verb said DNA is booked for Twerk and Verb already.
Mm-hmm. I think Verb, they got a couple battles lined up. I think he might have Suge lined up, too.
Suge got a new Weezy. We're going to talk about that. Let me.
He said it on the interview. He was like, DNA. Remember how DNA put up that post, like, who should he battle? Well, he got both.
That's dope.
Wow. We got Massachusetts in the building as well, man. It looked like this might be the homie Motion. Motion, what's popping, G?
Hey, shit, what's good, fellas?
Oh, man. Good, man. Happy holidays to you and all that.
Same to you. What's the word?
What was your impression on Twerk and Verb yesterday, man? And even Friday night from the face-off?
The face-off was dumb funny. That gum shit was so annoying, but Twerk was funny as shit with that, yo. I ain't gonna lie. But the battle overall, I gave Verb first round. His first round was mean. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even like Verb. His second round, I felt like was dope, but he lost steam, and that's where Twerk picked up. And his third, he just bugged the fuck out. So
that third was bananas from Twerk. That's what the streets were really
when
talking
that nigga
about
pulled
for.
That hoodie off, I was screaming. That shit was so funny. I was not expecting that, but I think he only did that because he really felt Calico was going to pull it off when they battled.
Facts.
Calico kept saying, I'm going to pull it off. So the nigga was like, you know what? I feel like if I do it first, a nigga can't say nothing after that. That's why he did it.
No, that is why he did it. If you watch the interview on Hip Hop Is Real with Clips, Cal, Twerk, and Rada, Cal said, I'm glad you pulled that hoodie off because I didn't want to be the person to make you do it. And Twerk said, I pulled it off so I can take this battle with you.
That's going to be crazy, man. Twerk and Cal.
Yeah, they got an interview on Hip Hop Is Real with all of them, Clips, Twerk, Rada, and Cal, and they all talk about it.
And Cal gave respect to Cal, said he's a contender now.
No, Cal going to take him.
Yeah. We're getting to another battle. So, Motion, what was your thoughts? Who did you have winning the battle? You had Verb winning?
No, I had Twerk 2-1.
Yeah, Twerk 2-1. All right, T7M Radio, man. This is the Culture with 7 Mitchell, man. We talking Smack Volume 2, giving that recap and review on the experience, man. Let's get into the next battle. Let's talk O-Red and Cortez.
Good. Fire.
Brooklyn.
What is there to talk about?
You know why we got to talk, Grail? Because I got to put some respect on O-Red's name. This is why
yes.
we got to talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
The Transformer has proven again why he's a great. He went off. He was the clear champion of the night. Clear.
Were you impressed with the face-off?
The face-off, Cortez did a lot of talking, and that's how I knew he was going to lose the battle.
That's what got me, because when I was watching the face-off, O-Red made one statement, and that's what got it for me. When he said, but he's Cortez. When he said I was like, whoa.
No, you know what? Right. You know what made O-Red win the face-off? He said he lost to the same person four times.
That was hot too, but I've been watching Cortez since the Lion's Den, and certain artists I always felt respected him, but didn't really respect his growth. And when O-Red said that, I said, yo, that nigga, man, he about to have something for Core. I still thought Core was going to win this battle because Cortez been hot. I just started giving him his respect. And wow, O-Red's took off.
I told
Where, what
you.
What was your thoughts
fire.
On that?
I think that when we did the predictions, I was being a little too nice, and I gave you the Tim Duncan when it was really a Steph Curry after I watched last night, and it was just classic of what he said in the face off, bro. Like, you're gonna get the rap, but once soon as Smack go, O-Red, it's on you. It's over, and it was over. 30, clear 30.
Wow. Queens, what was your thoughts on O-Red, Cortez, the face-off, the battle? Were you impressed?
O-Red with the dirty 30. I don't want to see O-Red take no battles unless they bring that Tay-Rock rematch or surf to him.
Damn. Massachusetts Motion, did you get to see anything when it came to those two that was impressive?
Cortez was just there for himself again. That was fire. And got smoked. Cortez got his ass whooped. Granted, Cortez second round was dope, but already smoked the shit out that nigga, yo.
Wow. Oh, Red, man. J.O., mm-hmm. You feel the same way?
I feel like Cortez dropped the ball, but I didn't think O-Red was super crazy this battle, man. Like, I can't recall which round, but I think it was one round that was kind of debatable to me. But overall, I mean, another letdown battle. But I don't know, man. O-Red wasn't that crazy to me. Yeah, he rapped for like 8 minutes every round. There was a lot of filler from both. But Cortez definitely lost off first
watch. Wait a minute. So devil's advocate, you're telling me that these guys is on here gassing this shit up, huh?
They gassing, bro. And I'm a big O-Red fan. But the gas fumes, it's
gassing.
And I like that O-Red bring the championship dope.
Yeah, that was dope. I like that. I like the showmanship when he holding the dope each round. That was dope.
Dope shit, man.
So why can't O-Red get surfed? Anybody on this panel, tell me why.
Because
it's a Jersey thing.
It's
a Jersey thing.
I don't want to hear you
can't do that.
We done seen T-Rex battle Kayshawn. No battle is off limits after you've seen T-Rex and Kayshawn.
That's a fact.
That's true. And I want to talk about Surf a little bit later on the show because it was announced that he's going to be on the next Gnome. So I want to get y'all opinions on who his next opponent should be a little bit later on in the show. The next battle, I do want to talk John versus Rum Nitty, man. I predicted John to win this one, but I was concerned about the small room because Nitty was on the streak. John did it again, though, man. Brother Jeff, I know you said you saw this face-off. What was your thoughts watching the face-off?
Man, John was solid in the face-off. No excitement, no getting hyped, no nothing. He was just all business in that face-off. Rum Nitty, he talked his stuff, you know, but you could tell that there was a little bit of anxiety going on. But, all in all, it was definitely a nice face-off. But like I said in the prediction, I knew he was going to come with a special brand. And even though I haven't seen it, I know it was fire.
Yeah, no question, man. John, I told you, man, that he's different. Rum Nitty is nice, but you know, he choked, and it just seemed like everything went downhill from there. You know, in the face-off, I felt the same way. John wasn't too extra, you know.
Right.
Both of them was talking
right.
with some conviction. You know, they both knew how to hype the fight up. But I was impressed with John, man. John is on one, man. I'm not going to hold you. He is on one. Definitely.
Facts.
Grill, what was your thoughts on it?
I thought Rum was going to pull that shit off, but Rum Nitty clearly dropped the ball. This is probably like a clear win for John. I don't want to see Rum Nitty versus Surf now. Absolutely not.
I'm in John and Surf. Would you like
that?
You don't want that either?
No. I'd rather see Surf and Twerk. I'm sorry.
J.O., what was your thoughts on John and Rum Nitty from the face-off to the actual battle?
The face-off, I thought both were highly confident. And so as we move on to the battle, on the live stream, I said, man, I think John got this 3-0. I watched it back again. I got Nitty taking the last two rounds.
Wow.
It's like complete 180. I mean,
yeah, this
without,
drug test is for you.
John had some terrible schemes. I mean, some terrible schemes.
Wow,
I think,
so disrespectful.
I think
is this an April Fool's joke, man?
I'm dead serious. Yes. Nitty choked in the first round, and everybody, they just gave John bar for bar, it was a clear 2-1 for Nitty the last two rounds. And John did okay for John.
This is unbelievable, man. On a fucking Sunday, on an Easter Sunday, man. This is a holy day.
What's that? April Fool's show. That's what this is.
This
focus on the last two rounds. That's all I ask.
Wow. Damn. Brooklyn, talk to me. John Rum Nitty. The whole experience. What was your thought?
Could you send Jay on his drug test? Because Rum Nitty don't believe he won that battle. Like, you can see it in his face. Like, even in the face hug. Like, Rum Nitty, he was talking all confident, but he knew. In a face off, I knew Rum Nitty was in trouble. John loves to prove people wrong. I told people that. Stop sleeping on John. Stop doing it.
Queens, talk to us. What was your thoughts on John and Rum Nitty, the face-off and the actual battle from Smack Volume 2?
Well, first off, John should be Battle of the Night in the face-off because it came out that he beat up Hollow so bad he got jumped. He was about to get paid 10 racks to beat up Hollow again. And he sat there quiet like a barbarian, went to that battle with Rum Nitty and smoked his boots 2-1. Get Rum Nitty up out of here. I don't know what it is with John. When John takes people that people don't want to see him face, he beats them. He did the same thing to Hitman. He got Reed the hell up out of here. Now he talking about he want 20 racks. We ain't trying to pay for your funeral. Got Rum Nitty out of here. Put some respect on John's name.
Yo, J.O. is talking, Queens talking that shit, Brooklyn talking that shit.
Talking filthy.
Wow. All right, T7M Radio, this is the Culture Next Battle from Smack Volume 2. We got to talk about, let's get into T-Top versus Big K.
Oh,
T-Top,
man.
T-Top versus Big K.
God.
Let's get the homie Motion.
I heard that was real one style.
It was crazy. Motion. What was your thoughts on T-Top versus Big K from the face-off to the battle?
The face-off was dumb, and I think the battle was stupid. Like, T-Top won the battle 3-0, but the shit really, yo, that battle made no sense to me. It really didn't. I didn't like that shit. That shit did not excite me at all. Big K was looking crazy. The niggas sound crazy. Like, I don't understand how he just went from John and did that well against him to doing this shit against T-Top. That shit was whack. I thought the battle was dumb.
Especially when a URL returned. Grail.
Yeah, like your first time back.
Watching the face-off, Grail, I'm watching Big K with these jokes, and I'm just like, no, don't do this tomorrow, because it's not going to be good, man. I can't believe you're going to do this. Not even that funny.
Yeah, with the hair burglar shirt jokes, right?
The beefaroni shit was funny. I'm not even going to hold you. I was on Twitter hashtagging beefaroni, man. I'm not even going to hold you. He was just doing too much of it, man. And I was just like, yo, if he don't really try to outbar T-Top, he going to lose.
Fast money. I ain't even going to hold you. Anybody that attended that T-Top versus Big K, anybody that watched it from the comfort of their crib or wherever you watched it at, you lost. We lost as the Culture 3-0 T-Top Big K.
What about you, Queens? Talk to the streets, man. Between them two, T-Top and Big K, what was your impressions?
Yo, the face off, he said, you got 50K stuffed in the mattress and you wore that shirt already. Then he said, you gonna tell me you got another 30 in the attic. But that battle was the worst battle of my life. I've never seen a battle that bad ever.
Wow.
T-Top won 3-0.
But he won by default. I don't even want to give T-Top around because his material was straight garbage water. And Big K going to get up there and spit mixtape bars.
Wait a minute. Did you hear what Queens just said? He said this was the worst battle in his life. Do you agree with that?
I disagree with that. I think Jim's and Goods is worse.
What?
That shit was horrible.
Yeah, Jim's and Good was worse, but I'm about to get in my bag. Like, Big K need to go back to the fat Big K, because this skinny Big K is trash.
Yeah.
Wait. So nobody peeped in the second round that Big K was rhyming off a beat?
Yeah, he definitely was spinning mixtape bars. It was mixtape bars. Like, don't be surprised if he has a mixtape out. Like, because he's definitely was, Like that was that battle was boring as hell. That was a smoke break battle. Like it was a smoke break because Big T and T-Top wasn't even that like good. He was that was like a C plus T-Top, and he still
that was
going to
be my next question. Why was it boring? Because of Big K or because of T-Top?
T-Top was both. T-Top knew he could beat him without even really trying because he knew that Big K's watered down now. Like. Battling in KOTD, he took too long to come back. He's watered down. Like he can't beat nobody. He can't beat nobody with that type of raps.
Well, fuck it. I'm going to ask the $1 million question then, since the niggas don't feel like they got their money's worth. Should K be appearing again on the URL?
Hell no.
Yo, Big K, go take a break, man. Go sit down. Go roll some weed in a Newport or something. Do what you like, yo.
Because you're trash now. Like, or go back to Fat Big K. We want Fat Big K.
Wow, wait a minute. He Big K's trash now, Brooklyn. Really?
Bro, look at his. I'm about to list all his battles. Like, John, he was bad. Pass, he was bad. The last time he was like good was a JC. He has been bad consistently. Already, he was bad. Like.
No, wait. You bugging. That Big K against Old Red was not bad. You went a little bit too far there.
He clearly lost, though.
That was not a clear loss.
What?
Yeah.
Old Red versus Big K, it wasn't a clear loss?
No, Old Red won, 30. But that wasn't a clear loss. No,
it was a 30. 30. It was a 30. 30.
But what we need to be talking about is the biggest battle between T-Top and Big K yesterday was T-Top versus his endurance. That motherfucker was moving two steps. He was two steps and sweating.
Yeah.
What he need to do, stop writing with NWX and ask Big T how to make them big nigga moves, because Big T be moving, baby.
Hey, you know what's better about Big K? Big K is a better promoter than battler now.
Medium
K.
Big K was out there drinking that Jim's water because that nigga had a Jim's performance yesterday. I was like, good God. And wait, I don't mean to get off topic. How the flying fuck does Jim's get beat up twice and get booked on URL?
We're going to talk about that. We're definitely going to talk about Jim's being on the URL a little bit later on. Grail, Smack Volume 2 with the battle... who we got left? We got Arsenal and Hollow.
Who was
your thoughts on this rematch? First of all, I thought the face off was bananas. I thought that was the best face off. But what was your thoughts on Hollow and Arsenal, the face off and the rematch?
Honestly, I feel like Arsenal and Hollow face off was better than the actual battle. I feel like Arsenal and Hollow rematch is like Pacquiao and fucking Mayweather. Like, it looked good on paper, but then when it finally actually happened, it just didn't live up to the hype. I think Hollow and Arsenal follow along those lines, bro. Deadass. That shit was
so
horrible.
You wasn't impressed?
No. We going to pop you out the blue. You would think a Smurf did it. No, Ars. Stay retired.
Bruppy, what was your thoughts on the main event rematch, man?
The main event was ass, but Hollow did his thing. It's not because of Hollow. It's because of Arsenal. And at Arsenal, I don't like that you could touch Hollow all you want, but when Hollow touch you, you want to get in your feelings, kill yourself. But like Hollow did his thing, though. It wasn't Hollow's fault. 3-0, 30.
Queens, what's your recap on Hollow versus Arsenal?
This the only battle I didn't see. I came back to watch it when Austin did the Smurf line, and I said, yeah, I'm glad I missed this battle.
Wow.
This nigga did a Smurf line in battle rap. I was like, wait, I come to this battle, and this is the only line that I hear? Oh, God.
Bro, Smurf lines in 2018. We got to stop, bro. Facts.
Motion, what was your opinion on the battle?
From Hollow's point, I think it was a good comeback for when he versed K-Rock. I was real disappointed in Arse, though. Arse was on some bullshit yesterday. I don't know what the fuck. Yo, listen. Arse really was on some shit. Like, you choking, you pushing niggas, you using little cartoons. Who the fuck talks about Smurfs anymore? Like, come on, bro. Like, you. I mean, come on, man. This shit is killing me with this, bro. Like, what are you doing?
I think Arse was in his feelings because Hollow pulled up some files about some finances over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah. Their face off was crazy.
That nigga said, do I gotta go to another
Hollow
file?
Hollow was funny.
Yo, when he came with that fresh cut, that was the funniest shit. When he came with that fresh cut, I said, Hollow is sick.
The only thing that I don't like about what Hollow did is he's exposing the financial side of battle rap, and we don't even need to hear that because now you just exposed the fact that Smack don't pay people, Arsenal don't pay people. So it's like, oh, you doing too much. I don't want to know that.
Did we really know that Smack didn't pay people? Well, I kind of knew that.
No, but
we got one more battle.
Stuff, we don't need to know.
We got one more battle on this card to chop it up and lock in with Mike P versus Young Cannon. Was anybody impressed with this match or face off?
Thank you, Young Cannon.
Mike P 2-1.
Yo, drug test. Yo, Seven Mitchell. Drug
round
test him and fire
three.
Him from T7M. Send him the champion.
Three, man. He got the most in Black Compass Media. Nah. Mike P. I like what Mike P was saying, man.
Look, like he's from Brooklyn. He drinks Browns water with it. He drinks Browns water. Water. Send him the champion because he's not going to come up here trying to water down this product we got over here with this bullshit. Why can't thank you?
I knew Young Cannon was going to beat Mike P, but I was surprised to see a lot of people kind of impressed with Mike P's face-off energy.
Exactly. That's a win for Mike P at itself. Because YK was like he's going to smoke him. He didn't smoke him.
Mike P be getting up there sounding like Batman. Get him up out of here.
Bro, YK was supposed to smoke YP. Like Mike P. Like, he didn't smoke him. So that's a loss for YK.
No. Mike P get these sympathy-ass book battles and be getting his ass whooped. Name me one battle we could be proud from Mike P.
What you mean? Twerk.
Boo. He wasn't even at fire.
He did good against Daylight. He don't die. That's the whole point. How YK was smoking? YK took, I'm going to smoke Mike P. He didn't get smoked.
He gets sympathy because he's white. He gets sympathy because he's white.
He's
his balls are not fire. If he was light skinned and he got up on the stage spitting them balls, he'll be trash.
Bro, he's nice. He can rap.
Get Batman the fuck out of here. Tell Dark Knight go back in his cave, eat some pancakes or something.
YK because YK's been battling for so much, and he's now getting respect. And that's why I feel people's more sympathetic for YK. Like,
thank you.
We're going to let the streets decide and talk to us and let us know, man. Y'all drop y'all comments below and let us know what y'all thought about each one of these battles that went down, Smack Volume 2, as well as the face-off. What was the experience for Smack Volume 2 for y'all? And put your grades below in the comment section, man. T7M Radio, this is the Culture with 7 Mitchell. Now, another reason, Brother Jeff, why I gave Smack Volume 2 an A- was because of the goddamn announcements that they made
Facts.
Over. Whoa, man, the announcements that they were making Whew. We got Born Legacy Supreme 2. Mm. We got Survivor Series coming back.
Okay.
The Encore joint. We got James versus Tech N9ne, man, going down. We got Mr. Wavy and Chef Trez going down. We got Ed and Charlie Clips going down. We got Blue Weezy and Shotgun Suge going down, man. This is crazy. Smack URL also announced a new card, Brother Jeff. Initiation Volume 1 going down out there in L.A. Where you at? July 7th. I think it's – I don't know if this is a PG type of situation or what it is, but they got a new thing going down, and it's coming out L.A., called Initiation Volume 1, July 7th. The URL is going lit this year, yo.
So it's going down on my birthday. That's amazing. Okay.
All right,
man. Let's talk about some of these battles, man. Let's get early predictions, and we got to start off with a big-time announcement because I almost fell out my chair. Gems versus Tech N9ne is going down on the URL. Brother Jeff, I'm going to start off with you, of course. Just what's your thoughts, man, on this potential crazy battle?
Tech N9ne by default.
That's it? Nothing? No, that's it? No reason why?
It's by default. If Jims gets up there and blogs and raps, then maybe it's a little different.
What about you, Grail?
Tech N9ne, clear win. 2-1, possible 30.
You hyped to see Jims on the wild?
I mean, I feel like the best stage for that shit to happen was on the URL for between Tech N9ne and Jim. So it's a good look for them both. Tech been chilling. And Jim's, he had a PG against Bad News, but that shit dropped on the wall before, so it's like it didn't happen. So it's cool.
Let's take some calls, man. Let's get back out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, we got Jim's and Tech N9ne going down, man. What's your thoughts?
Tech N9ne 4-0.
Wow.
And he's going to win both these rounds. It's going to be a body. He's going to body Jim.
Stop being that dirty, man. Stop being that dirty. You being filthy right now, man. You're not giving Jim's one round.
Jim's can't rap like that, bro. It's over, bro.
Here we go.
Then it's going to be a fight.
Thanks, facts. And Jim's going to lose that, too.
Let's reach back out, Queens, New York. Oh, we got it. Wait a minute. I don't know what. It was another announcement I just skipped over, but we'll get into that in a second. Queens.
Big
talk to me,
homie,
Queens.
Right?
Nah, I wasn't talking about that.
Yo, first
but,
off,
how
does Jims get beat the fuck up, talk all this shit about URL? Now that's the only place that he's about to get an option in the battle. That's one.
Really? Really?
Here we go.
This is your Queens brethren, man. That's how disrespectful you're going to be.
Yo, he from the white side of Queens. He ain't never stepped foot on mine. Leave him over there. He's Greek.
Listen to this guy. He's on the white side. What, you in Queensbridge Projects right now, man? What's wrong with you, Nas?
No.
That's how racist.
Wait. I'm going to clarify my comment. I grew up in Far Rockaway, but now I live in Southside. He's not walking on my streets. He's not doing that. Jims will have to walk outside after 9:30 on my block. He can't come outside when it's light. Nobody want to see him.
I'm so glad I got these drug tests lined up. So what's,
and now, Tech N9ne is going to 3-0 Jims. Tech N9ne sits there and analyzes battles and breaks them down now in his spare time. You think he hasn't analyzed and broke down every bit of Jims' material?
I'd much rather see Tech N9ne and Geechee.
Tech N9ne is going to come with that Midwest Moms Tech N9ne and put his body bag in a body bag.
Well, then that's good. That's a perfect setup for the Geechee battle. I mean, I'm not mad to see Tech N9ne get a battle before Geechee. I want to see him and Geechee, but you know, I think y'all being real disrespectful towards Gems, man. Gems is an entertainer. This is not a small room battle. This is not a smack battle. Like, this is a stage. Both of these guys are performers. This will be better than I think both a lot of you guys are talking early. Y'all being very, very, very disrespectful. Brooklyn,
I got
your opinion on Gems and the homie.
Gems can't rap, man.
Yeah, Tech N9ne. What was that, Brooklyn?
Gems can't rap, man. He's trash. He's a better blogger. This blog.
So you're going with Tech N9ne as well?
I need Tech N9ne to retire Gems. Retire him.
Retire him.
Yo, I got something for y'all. Instead of his slogan being "Stop being dirty," it needs to be "Stop being dead," because that's what he do every time he battles.
Facts.
Dead or get beat up.
Cut it out, man. Really? Wait a minute. I'm trying to say, Gems, you way disrespectful right now. This is Easter Sunday.
Gems, you know, can take a round better than him.
Do you want some candy?
I actually want some candy.
Give it to Jim.
Jelly
can eat it after he
gets
his ass.
Want
some Skittles or something, my nigga.
This is ridiculous, man. Well, another crazy battle that was announced that's going down on Nome. Brother Jeff, my guy, Tay Rock is going to be locked in with Goods. What's your thoughts on that one?
Wow. Tay Rock and Goods. Where's that going to be?
Nome, out in L.A.
Nome. Ooh-wee.
Is Rock going to remain undefeated out there? Yes or no?
Probably. That's not to say that he's better. I'm just saying probably. Probably.
You got Rock over Goods. Okay. What about you, Grail?
Rock 2-1. This is just the setup for Goods vs. Surf at Summer Madness. Stay woke.
Now, Surf is going to be on this card as well. So if they got Goods and Tay Rock, who you think Surf going to be locked in with on Nome?
I feel it should be either Old Rat or New Jersey Twerk.
Brooklyn, Tay Rock, Goods going down in Nome. What's your thoughts and give me an early prediction?
I think it's a random weird battle, but I think it's gonna be a good battle. I think it's gonna be a slept on battle. I think it's gonna be fire. I got Goods to win.
This nigga's a hater, man. I swear. He always tries to battle it. At the end of the day, he comes with some BS.
It's hard to be Goods.
Yeah, but it's not impossible. We're talking about Tay Rock, man. Cave shit, nigga.
I know Cave Gang. I know.
Gonna be a goodie. Queens, who you got in this battle? Goods and Tay Rock.
I got something for y'all. This is gonna be the first battle that good swag doesn't work because Tay Rock looked like he sell bogeys out of Av Trump. But, Tay Rock is going to have a clear 2-1. After the crowd get out of the excitement of Goods being back, Goods is going to take round one. Tay Rock going to take 2 and 3 clear.
I'm a little excited. I'm not real crazy. I don't think this battle does that much for Tay Rock. It's a good resume battle. I've been saying I want him to have some big names, so I'm disappointed that it's not Hitman who proceeded, but I take the Goods battle. I'm not mad at that. It's a start.
Facts.
Yeah, it's a dope start. So what we're going to do, man, we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. But we're going to be back at it on Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to talk about some of the other battles that was announced going down. Born Legacy Supreme, we had Av and Charlie Clips. That's going to be going down, man. That's going to be a crazy battle. Also, Glueezy and Shotgun Shug was announced. along with Mr. Wavy and Chef Trez. That's going down on Survivor Series DMV Encore June 2nd and Born Legacy Supreme locked in on May 12th. So URL is nonstop, man. They really taking over this thing, man. And I'm watching some of the other platforms just sit back and watch. Like, they can't make a move. It's an invasion, man.
Right.
It's URL shit.
Big facts.
Right. Again, people, salute to y'all. Happy Easter, man. Big up to everybody that locked in, man. Show support as always. T79 Radio, this is The Culture. Big up to my guys, Grill and Brother Jeff. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, T79 Radio, and our Facebook, The Big Group. Make sure y'all join us, T79 Radio, man. We locked in all day, every day, talking our shit. When they come to battle rap, man, y'all let us know in the comments section what y'all thought about Smack Volume 2, the face-offs, and the battles. Which one was y'all battle of the night? Who's y'all champion of the night? And where was y'all disappointed? Put the report card grades below. Subscribe as well. Y'all stay safe, man. 7 Mitchell with The Culture. T7M Radio. We out. Peace.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.